Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After that deadly Azerbaijani airliner crash, a phone call.
The Kremlin press service now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of Azerbaijan for the fact that the tragic incident occurred in Russian airspace, but Putin stopping short of explicitly saying Russia was responsible for the crash.
ABC's Inez de la Cotera. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning Congress that extraordinary measures are needed as the U.S. could hit its debt limit by mid-January. Yellen calling on Congress to either raise or suspend the debt limit. President-elect Trump hoping to stop the clock on TikTok, asking the Supreme Court to delay the deadline for the app's sale so he can negotiate a settlement to avoid a shutdown of the Chinese-owned social media platform in the U.S. Reports accusing the Israeli military of forcing patients and staff to evacuate a hospital in northern Gaza. The IDF said it's carrying out an operation in the area of the hospital, calling it a Hamas terror stronghold. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans heading home during what authorities expect to be the busiest travel weekend.
Sunday is expected to be one of the busiest days for airlines, with Airlines for America saying more than 54 million passengers are expected to fly this winter season. The busiest time in the airports is in the mornings between 8 and 12 p.m. As for the roads, AAA says 90% of holiday travelers are driving to their destinations. That is more than 107 million people. The worst time to drive this weekend is smack dab in the middle of the day, around noon to 6 p.m. Jacqueline Lee, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Beyonce giving Netflix the biggest Christmas present possible. Queen Bey calling in the Beehive to watch her halftime show during the Ravens-Texans football game on Christmas Day. The so-called Beyonce Bowl pulling in 24.3 million viewers. Just one winning ticket in the Mega Millions, $1.22 billion. That ticket sold at a Circle K in California. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although, I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies become mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high near 41 this afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog, maybe some freezing fog with a low of 29. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, 37 in clouds on Monday.
Currently 36 degrees.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, what does former FBI and CIA Director William Webster have to say about Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard? Also, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, on the rise of homelessness and political exhaustion. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's, you know? Like, I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that, okay? And that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you, all right? So real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So if you have any last-minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey, going to go see some drones, Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And yeah, before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm gotcha?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. It was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew. I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a peon, like running back. If you do college.
If you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard
have.
Job.
But, but yeah, so I was, well, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw on TV, just like I was looking up, because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors televisions like all next to you once the show starts, so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right.
PTND, post-traumatic news disorder.
That's so oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And yeah. And so by the time we went on our first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to get married now. So
yeah. So I think we might have like,
what's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay, am I wrong?
Whatever she doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think our first kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So, I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like, listen, I'm going to explain this to people and they're going to be okay with this. Okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. One that we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary and I sort of like.
It's in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim like and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them, and we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch
downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, Notting Hill, refresh my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. That is happened.
That's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted
what it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that like we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
So
then we had a date like a few days later, or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date, and I bought a shirt for it, and I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, my son. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Wow. Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even, I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh.
So
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida, because I hope to God that person isn't, that didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay. Yes. Okay. This changes things now. This changes things. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know, because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh dear! Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord. Oh,
that's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep, you're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah, there was a problem with the toilet due to quote prior incidents. So
it wasn't me. Yeah, it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
Well, golf. AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm gonna say Florida again. I'm just gonna say Florida again.
Yep, your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah, that. Yep, that's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. This could and the picture. I wish I could show you. I mean, actually, the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too. But a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. Confronted the driver. Yeah, I confronted him about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play Big Buck Hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair? Yeah. It's a recliner.
No, a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of. Recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest. Well, I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex? You got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did see.
Those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Gotta show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you might want to wash some sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
well, frankly? Wall them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, ah, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early. Very early in the morning.
The normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
happy. Talking sheets.
I think sheets I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before. Do not touch those. What? Not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But like,
so you're, I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed. But I'm so bad at it. It gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do this.
Beds.
Let's
We've
do
We've been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? -17 the 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know. And
yeah.
They're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground. Some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like, I hope you're okay. Because there's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So, yeah, I mean, that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing.
So
it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turned their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think. Okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago like broke his forearm and ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down, and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
going
like
quick
that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at probably. Some point.
Yeah.
Retirement kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You signed like a baby?
Like, actual skin? My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's
I,
good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After that deadly Azerbaijani airliner crash, a phone call.
The Kremlin press service now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of Azerbaijan for the fact that the tragic incident occurred in Russian airspace, but Putin stopping short of explicitly saying Russia was responsible for the crash.
ABC's Inez de la Cotera. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning Congress that extraordinary measures are needed as the U.S. could hit its debt limit by mid-January. Yellen calling on Congress to either raise or suspend the debt limit. President-elect Trump hoping to stop the clock on TikTok, asking the Supreme Court to delay the deadline for the app sale so he can negotiate a settlement to avoid a shutdown of the Chinese-owned social media platform in the U.S. Reports accusing the Israeli military of forcing patients and staff to evacuate a hospital in northern Gaza. The IDF said it's carrying out an operation in the area of the hospital, calling it a Hamas terror stronghold. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Five Serve Forum. It's part of the holiday face-off tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow. Viking star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place. And, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual votes.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies become mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high near 41 this afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog, maybe some freezing fog with a low of 29. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, 37 in clouds on Monday.
Currently 36 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like,
you signed
my baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like very young. Very,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Very,
just came out, kind of. Huh?
Yeah. I was like,
wow.
So I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird one,
like,
man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right. And right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around. Just right on the back.
Right on the
shirt,
back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah, back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Because there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then so, back of the shirt, signature's, you know, gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. Like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of. I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice. But
have you signed a man boob?
Most things. Yeah, I've had someone get it. Like, had sign somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh wow,
all kinds of things. Which, you know, cool. You know.
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, guys, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And I've signed a prosthetic leg. Actually.
I think I've done that too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not. I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? Now you said it. Now
you yanked it, but
we
got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching, because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it, though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, it's like you haven't really thrown off. People don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it, they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope. You know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound, and then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it. It's honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay, so in terms of embarrassment, though, like, let's
that's
rank
not bad
it.
At all.
Okay,
that's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great. But if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah,
but you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch. You know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher.
here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary? You're not on the dating apps?
I'm not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
but
know.
She's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen. We have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile here. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary, just listen to
be
Charlie.
Honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start
oh
out with
my
a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie.
Yeah,
is right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one. Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
With the non-conference in the rearview mirror, the 10-2 Wisconsin Badgers will sharpen their focus back on the Big Ten. The Badgers are in Bloomington, Indiana today as they look to start the conference season a perfect 2-0. It's 10-2 Wisconsin, winners of five straight, facing the 9-3 Indiana Hoosiers, also winners of their last five in a row. It's back to the Big Ten grind. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Hoosiers with assistant coach Fro Gerald. We'll look inside the Badger numbers a little bit too in the Badger notebook and take a spin around the Big Ten. But coming up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine box? Organic garden mulch or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
And back on the pregame show as Wisconsin gets set to face the Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington, joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. Happy holidays, by the way. How was the break for the team since the UAlbany victory?
I think it was great. You know, it was a nice opportunity for everybody to get back to their respective homes or time with friends and family. And it was a nice little reset for myself as well. My family came and got to host. So it was great. Now we're back. We're ready to get back to work.
Yeah, and your team has reached 10 wins through the first 12 games of the season. The 10 wins, the first 12 games, how do you recognize that as an accomplishment with the team? Do you kind of point that out like, hey, we've reached this kind of 10-win milestone? Or how do you treat something like that, a 10-2 start?
I tell them, you know, we talk about that's an exciting thing for them, and I'm proud of them. But I also try to put it in perspective that we're just getting started and that there's nobody who is, you know, looking at us like, oh, they have 10 wins. We should, you know, kind of roll over and let them just beat us. So every opportunity that we have, we got to go out and actually beat teams. We can't just expect them, you know, to hand us the victory. So as exciting as that is, we know that we are facing a really challenging Big Ten, you know, conference. And we've got to make sure that we don't let these wins make us think that we're not needing to continue to get better.
Yeah, talking with Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Badgers take on the Hoosiers here today. Now, Sarah Williams, just really quick to your last game, Sarah Williams, Carter McCray combined for 43 points on 17 of 26 shooting and 26 total rebounds between those two. How do those two players complement each other on the court?
I think, you know, it allows them to really open things up for one another. So, you know, we obviously bring in Carter this year, her and Sarah, you know, are going after different rebounds. If we can play them both together, that's great. Sometimes we can rotate them in for one another to give them a little breather. But it's, I think for us, it's really wonderful to have those two options because they're a great 1-2 punch. And obviously you said the rebounding numbers, but also just the percentage of shots that they're getting and making, not just taking.
Well, best of luck today. Thanks.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll have a scout of Indiana coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I'm
I'm so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
And welcome back. This is the pregame show as the Badgers get set to face the Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Frojero. So, coach, what's the matchup today that you think is one of the most important for your team against IU?
Oh, wow. There's... you know, so talented, 1 through 5. You know, matchup of the bigs is always a big one for us, you know, with Sarah and her matchup. So probably the matchup of the bigs tomorrow will be important for us.
Yeah. When you look at Indiana, Yarden Garzone leads them in scoring, but she kind of does it in a different way. I think 60% of her attempts actually come from behind the three-point arc. What do you see on her?
Yep, you got it right. She's a shooter. She's going to hunt those shots. She's well-rounded. She has a mid-range game. She's bit off the dribble and will post up a bit. So her versatility is something that'll be a challenge for us. But definitely, you know, want to pay attention to her at the three-point line. 6% of those threes, we can't have any of them be open for sure.
You know, I was talking with Marissa just about the production that Sarah Williams and Carter McRae have. They had combined in the last game against UAlbany, 43 points and 26 rebounds. Just how much will you need to rely on? You talked about Sarah, you know, the matchup with her. How much do you rely on those two throughout the game today, do you think?
Big time. You know, those two are leading us right now, you know, not only in scoring, but in rebounding as well. So they kind of give us that inside presence that we need. So we're going to rely on them heavily. We have all year, and we'll continue to, especially going into Big Ten play.
Okay, well, best of luck today, and thank you so much for taking a couple minutes.
Sure, thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Frojero. We'll be back with the Badger Notebook next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something?
We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Wildlife around the globe needs help.
And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back. Pre-game show continues. Wisconsin is in Bloomington, Indiana, ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers come in with a 10-2 overall record. Indiana comes in 9-3. Both these teams won their first Big Ten games of the season, and the Badgers are trying to break an Indiana streak. The Hoosiers have won the last 10 in a row in this series against the UW. The Badgers' last win in the series came in 2015, but that was at the Kohl Center. So if you want to find out the last time Wisconsin won in Bloomington, you have to go all the way back to 2011, February 6th of 2011, when the Badgers last beat the Hoosiers in Bloomington. So Indiana riding that 10-game winning streak. Now the Badgers are looking for a 2-0 start to the season. If they can get there in Big Ten play, 2-0 start. If they get there, it's the first time since the 2010-2011 season that the Badgers have won their first two Big Ten games in a row. Overall, as I mentioned, 10-2 for Wisconsin. That's their best start since the 2009-2010 campaign, when the Badgers opened with a record of 11-2. So the Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers meeting here this afternoon. Wisconsin will have Carter McRae and Sarah Williams on their side. Those two, as you might have heard here in the pregame show, went off against UAlbany. The Badgers' last game, a non-conference win over the Great Danes, 28-12. That's points and rebounds for Williams, while McRae hit 7 of 11 from the floor and recorded a double-double with 15 points and 14 rebounds. We'll keep it right here. When we come back, a quick spin around the Big Ten. Then it's the starting lineups and the tip-off between the Badgers and the Hoosiers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Basketball fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
And And welcome back. It's time for a quick spin around the Big Ten as Wisconsin is on the road in Bloomington, ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. But before we take a look at what else is on tap in the Big Ten Conference in women's hoops for today, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And back with you as the Badgers get ready to face the Indiana Hoosiers. It is the Badgers tipping off the four-game set here for teams in the Big Ten Conference in women's hoops this afternoon. This one in Bloomington as the Badgers and Hoosiers square off. Later, we've got Oregon at Illinois, Washington is at Northwestern, and Penn State takes on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And then tomorrow, Sunday, around Big Ten women's basketball, five games, and Sunday's slate will also showcase a pair of top 25 matchups with number 19 Michigan State visiting number 8 Maryland and 23rd ranked Michigan heading to number 4 USC. We'll take a break when we come back. Starting lineups in the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Hoosiers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are